Monday morning and welcome to the WFAC radio show.
Good morning.
Happy to have my co-host, Sister Whitney Russell, here for our second run at the morning show.
Yes.
Morning, Whitney. You're all coffeed up. How many does that make?
Second and two drinks.
She's drinking Frappuccino. So I hope on this Monday morning you've... What is that?
It's iced coffee.
Oh, iced coffee. Okay. I hope on this Monday morning you have your coffee and are excited to be with us. Last Monday morning was our first time on the show. And we do appreciate everyone that tuned in.
It was so much fun. Hopefully you enjoyed
it. Tuned in and listened to us. And I have the ability to go, as it were, backstage and see who's on the radio. And so I was very excited because there was quite a few listeners for our first Monday morning.
Do you know from where?
I do know that there were listeners from Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know who, but yeah. I know that folks are listening.
It's reaching.
I won't talk about a number because... only announcing the radio station a few days, it's not as high as I'd like for it to be. But we are grateful for everyone that's listening. We hope that you will plan to join us each and every Monday morning.
Every Monday morning, at 8 o'clock sharp.
And I hope that Whitney even gets up to listen to herself on Monday
morning.
I'll
be at work.
You'll be at work. Put your headphones on. Listen at work.
I teach children. I can't put headphones on.
That's right. Listen, WFAC Radio has now been on the air for 10 days, and we do want to say a big thank you to everyone that is tuning in. I think last week we hit our peak of 35 or 36 listeners at one time, and we've been averaging, 10 to 15 listeners an hour. I know those numbers seem small, but
I've really enjoyed it.
I know a lot of people have enjoyed it. I've received text messages telling me we would like for everyone, if you're enjoying the radio station or there's a particular message or song that you enjoy.
Email us at
WFAC@gmail.com.
Give us feedback.
Email us just to say hi. Tell us who you are, where you're listening from.
Or if you're an artist and you would like to hear your songs played on the radio.
Right. Email us and let us know. And that's one of the things we're going to do today. We're going to hopefully interview one of the artists that we've been playing over the last 10 days. And that's Brother Mike Ortiz from Whittier, California. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that.
If you haven't listened to his album, go listen to it. It's really great.
You can listen to it on iTunes, but we would prefer that you listen to it on WFAC.
Yes.
All right. Listen, I do want to say this. We've received, again, my personal phone, received many text messages thanking us. I don't want to read them, or I don't want to play all that back share with you personally all the things they've said to me. But I did even receive a request today that we send CDs to folks of Brother Brad Lemus' message on killing sea monsters.
I listened to that.
And that was before.
The second time,
that was before you were born, or no? 1999.
It would have been in October, so yeah.
October 1999. So
2 months.
We're trying to add preaching daily, if not daily, every couple of days. This morning I added, it's Elder T.G. McNeely. I don't really know him. I've never heard of him. But somebody gave me a CD of him preaching Trophies in Hell. So we got that added in. We added in Elder James Gross this week.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we added in Elder Lambeth and Elder Lawhorn, and we already had many messages on there. And so we're going to keep on adding preaching. The one thing that we are short of is apostolic artists singing.
Right.
So we're making an impassioned plea. We are reaching out to people, and we do have people that are sending us their material. Hopefully we can add in a few days. We're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sister Whitney, you have some things you'd like to talk about this morning on the radio?
Okay, well, I don't know if you wanted to mention this or not, but do you want to talk about the fundraiser and Light Up for Land in a little bit, or do you want to wait?
The GoFundMe page on Light Up for Land, and we do want to thank everyone that has contributed over the past couple
and
of
your
months.
And your prayers.
And by contribution, we don't just mean money. We mean even the text messages to the Yoders.
Right.
And they are here currently with us at home and will be here for a little while. And so we're grateful for that. I do know that there was a news story done about that.
Yeah.
I saw a clip that was played on Fox News, and there was one other station, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
That GoFundMe page hit a record in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I think. I think like 27,000 or 10,000 in 24 hours or something like that.
It was pretty incredible. And so the Yoders are grateful and we're grateful. And Landon is doing better after receiving 5 or 6 weeks of radiation, but he still needs a lot of prayer. Their family needs a lot of prayer.
Yes.
They have a long battle ahead, and so we want you to remember them. And really, I'm grateful. The radio station is a great opportunity to get this out on the air.
Right. All over the country.
All over the country. And you can go to our website, let's see, facmitchell.com, and the Light Up for Landon
link
is
there.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. If you haven't given and you want to give, there are still needs, and so you are more than welcome to go there and do that.
Right. Well, while we're on the subject, for the Yoders, it's been a hard year.
Hard year, difficult
yes. time. But just overall, like I was thinking about the year in review and just so far, it feels like it's been a long year, but a short year.
Yes.
It's gone by really fast.
Well, it seems like a long time, but it's hard to believe it's just August.
Really?
Well, it'll be September in a few days. It'll be September in a few days.
It's been a long year, but a short year. It's went by fast, but a lot has happened in 1 year.
So tell me, what when you look back, because for me, and not to be morbid or be depressing, but just to be real, there have been 5 funerals that I've personally attended, and really a couple more of people that I knew.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about the year, and if I could put it into words, it would be the year of losses. I don't know if that's how you want to say that.
That's a good point.
But we lost Brother Todd Sperling at the beginning of this year.
Right.
It was just really hard. And then a couple, a month, 2 months?
Not even a month till Brother Cobb passed.
Yeah, and then Brother Cobb, one of the saints here in the church, also passed. And then just a couple weeks ago, Brother...
Mike's dad
died. Mm-hmm. And then Felix, another
correct
connection to the church, had passed. And then I heard of your grandmother.
Right, that was earlier. Back in January, yes.
And then we just heard recently Brother Bobby Fraley from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes.
And then... I also heard of a man in Brother Epley's church that passed.
Correct, passed away.
He was really young.
Yeah, 48, I think.
So many deaths within a short amount of time, and some of them were related to COVID. Not all of them were actually very few of them were related to COVID. But then I was just thinking about all the things, talking about losses, all the monetary funds that people have lost. People have lost their jobs.
Right.
I don't know if you want to say this kind. This is kind of political, but freedoms.
True.
Some of the things that we kind of took for granted are being
jerked away from us.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, I want to interject something on that.
Okay.
Thank God for our freedoms.
Right.
And we have adapted to our way of life in America.
And I don't want to say it's the new normal.
No. I saw something the other day. Said the next time somebody says this is the new normal, I'm going to shoot them. No, we can't
violence.
Promote violence on the air. No, it's just an expression.
Yes.
There's been a lot of loss.
Right.
And when I say loss, I mean, yeah, we're talking about things that are personal to us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're all over the country and the world.
Right. Globally.
Oh, I'm talking Brother Cleve Lambeth. I forget how many people have died there in their churches.
I can't imagine, honestly.
No. And we're not trying to be depressing. This is just real life. This has been a tough year for everybody.
Well, this is the tone that is set in the world right now.
True.
It's kind of a...
So I want to ask you a question. Of all those losses that you mentioned that we've talked about, what is the loss that you feel has hit you hardest?
Well, I did lose my job, but I live at home, so I have my parents to fall back on if I need. And I didn't. I had money saved up, so that wasn't an issue. But I guess it would be the deaths.
True.
Just because, I mean, I feel like that's the biggest loss out of all of them. You can take money, you can take, you know, and I guess freedom a little bit.
True.
A little bit of those. But some of those haven't really affected me personally. Some of those are just like headlines or something that I think is far off.
Right.
But I would say the deaths.
Let me bring something to, I've just found this out today just a few hours ago, and I don't think it would hurt to say this on the air, but I was talking to Elder Randy Osmond today, and I found out that his brother, which I believe is Brother Jeff Osmond, has cancer. and he's been undergoing treatment. And Brother Randy Osmond, this is personal. This came to my phone, mm-hmm. but I'm going to be open here.
Yeah.
He said he's been listening to the radio station night and day. And so it really made me thankful that we went all out to
yes.
make this happen. Because
during
that's my
time.
Intent. That's my intent. I mean, you think if people have lost so much and then to become personally sick, you know, and to be going through this, the whole point of this was to create something to encourage people.
Right.
Even talking about the old messages, there's people who were there when Brother Lambeth preached Killing Sea mm-hmm. Monsters.
Yeah.
You know, but they haven't heard that message in 21 years. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And so now they're hearing it again. And that's my whole drive of getting this preaching, not just from 20 years ago, not mm-hmm. just from 40 years ago, but preaching that I know is quality preaching.
Right.
That when I sat here in this studio and I put Brother Brad Lambeth on, well, when I put Brother Brad Lambeth on, uh-huh. I found myself weeping and praying and crying yeah. all over again. And that's what I want, something that moves you.
Right. Yeah. Well, while we're talking about losses, we can tie in the recent events happening, the hurricanes. People have lost their houses, their
churches.
Homes, churches.
I saw pictures. I don't know all the names it's of awful. All the people, but those churches were totally destroyed.
And I can't imagine living in like that part of the United States to where you come to expect that every year.
True. And I don't know how true this is, but I read an article that said there's like 5 or 6 more hurricanes lined up in the, you know, across there. And what they may not all come through. Mm-hmm. They may be tropical storms.
Yeah.
It may not have that, but I mean, to go through that multiple times year after year is unthinkable. We are really blessed.
Yes, we are.
We do have things that we have to deal with, but in that...
Well, and I'm trying to like put myself in their shoes. Like if my church had been destroyed, we're just now getting back to normal services.
From COVID.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine like not having church for that many, or not having regular services mm-hmm. for that many months, and then your church is destroyed?
Right. Well, Brother Schwing had called the other day, and they largely escaped any damage, I think, to their, you know, their things. But still, to have to go through the storm and worry.
The fear
of it. Yeah, and it will happen again if the hurricanes. This is not like a news report or weather report.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to talk about real-time effect mm-hmm. in people's lives. And
right.
these are God's people.
Yeah.
And all over the world, these are God's people. The rain comes on the just and on the unjust.
Right.
Yeah.
And it feels like everyone's been affected in some way by the things we mentioned, whether it's deaths, whether it's the loss of funds, the loss of jobs, COVID-related things.
And so you chose a song this morning mm-hmm. during the morning show, and I think it's very good. In fact, one of my favorite artists, Joni Ann Clark, mm-hmm. and I like the whole album. I've had it for years.
Yes, me too.
And the song you chose is You Are My All in All.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're talking about loss. We're talking about great loss, mm-hmm. personal loss in deaths, et cetera, or
right.
the loss of property. But if you lose everything and you have God,
right.
if you lose your health and you have God,
right.
You have all. You have
right.
all. I do want to say to Brother Jeff Osmond, if you're listening this morning, we are praying for you.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Randy Osmond's church, we're praying for them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, looking back through the years, you know, we've went through some personal battles with health, not mm-hmm. myself personally, but within our family. And it is tough to be sick, and feel like you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, during the COVID thing, when I had COVID a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I was laying in the bed running a fever and couldn't get up. And, Braylon came in and he was going down to the square to play basketball. And he come in and hugged me and said, hi, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And then he went out the door. And all of a sudden, a thought hit me that, you know, if you get physically sick and you're unable to do the things in life that you want to do, people's mm-hmm. lives still go on.
Yeah.
And I think that's the saddest thing. You know, you love your kids and your kids love you, but life can't stop.
Right.
And so if that comes in people's minds, that has to be a very lonely thing.
Yes.
A mental struggle. But Brother Osmond, we're praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
And all those that are affected either by COVID or have lost a loved one, or the people in Louisiana that have lost their homes or churches.
Yes.
If you hear this, we don't know you. We don't know you by name. We don't have to. You're one of God's people, and we're praying for you.
Yes, sir.
And so we want to send this song out to you. Enjoy this today. God bless. Thank you.
Beautiful song. I love Sister Joni Ann Clark.
Yes, beautiful
that
song.
That album is great. Okay, I've been thinking a little about some
current events.
Okay, well, yes. So I have a new job and I work with children.
After you lost your old one.
I did not lose my old one.
Okay, you have a new job.
But I work with children, and I was an event had come up at school, and one of the little boys couldn't come to school because his anxiety was so bad.
Okay.
So they said he has a really hard time when it rains and storms outside, but what is triggering his issues is he sits at school behind a girl, and she has, I don't know if you've heard of it, Momo.
Yes, it's been some time, but...
Yes, and I was thinking about how...
Okay, wait a minute. She has Momo on her. What does that mean?
It's like, it's on her Chromebook, so we use technology, like the Chromebook at school. And it's on her, she has either a picture or something that's on her Chromebook that triggers that in him, and that brings on like a panic attack in him. So he cannot come to school because of this girl that he sees with that on her computer. Anyway, I was thinking about, because that's an old, pretty old topic thing. Momo is
a couple of years.
Because
that's
what one of the teachers was saying, we're going through this again.
Yeah.
We're doing Momo, or we have to do this again. And I was thinking
Let me stop you right there. Uh-huh. Let's talk about what Momo is.
Okay.
And I don't have the ability to look it up here, but it was something that was in a movie or in a game.
I'm not sure where it originated from. I just know that it was
A couple of years ago, I taught about that. I'm sorry? Okay, a couple of years ago, I taught about that, and I remember it had something to do somewhere.
Demonic.
But it was in the context of the game. What was
maybe
the game?
Maybe it was originated from a game.
Originated from the game that they were all playing.
Fortnite?
Good grief, Fortnite. Okay.
Fortnite?
So I don't know where it's origination because I'm not familiar with that. Mm-hmm. But whether it's Fortnite or social media or a movie, I remember one of the brothers in the church coming to me and saying that his kids had been talking about it at school. Some kind of movie was coming out about the thin man or the skinny man.
Slender man.
All right. Look here. What is the Momo challenge? Why parents are freaking out about this terrifying game? YouTube announced that they would no longer allow videos featuring Momo to be monetized. Okay,
but
YouTube is taking a stand about this?
And it was coming up in the middle of children's videos. This would show up in the middle.
And it's like we can't show you. You can find
it. It was almost like a bug.
Like a creepy creature.
Yes, very.
Like a shrunken face with big eyes.
It almost reminded of the Slender Man thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I just heard about that. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so I want to ask you, before you move on here, what do public school teachers feel about this? You're working with them.
She said, we have to deal with this again. This is back.
Yeah.
She didn't really go into detail about how she felt about it, but I do know that she believes in, she is a Christian.
Yeah.
And that they claim that, and they, you know, God surrounding, it's a God. I don't know. God relate, like they do talk about God at school.
They do believe in God.
Yes.
Yeah.
The teachers at school anyway. So I don't know how they personally feel about it, but I do know that's what she said. And that's how
what's amazing to me? And I realize, let me sidetrack just a minute. Via the WFAC Radio Instagram page, we have reached a lot of people all of a sudden following us, people that I don't know, people that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know that they're all believers or unbelievers.
Yeah.
So if they're listening to the radio, if they're listening to me talk, I cannot believe that public school teachers would take a stand against this. And we have people in Pentecost who allow these things to infiltrate their home.
Well, and you think that even if it's something that comes up on an ad or something that comes up on a game, even if it's a bug or something that comes, you think that parents would be like me personally, I would be fearful to even let my child entertain the idea of the game because of the chance that may come up.
Right.
That's fearful to me because I don't have children, so I don't know what that's like. But I do know that that's a scary, because she challenged them to, what was it, hurt themselves, kill themselves?
Yeah, well, I think one was a suicide challenge.
Yeah, I do believe that's what it was.
Well, parents need to be aware, and I know you don't have kids, but at the same time, that's your mission in life is teaching. Yes. We went to college for that.
Yeah.
And also here in the Sunday school, teaching. Mm-hmm. And so you do have...
Well, kids are so impressionable.
True.
And even, I mean, as far as I know, that she wasn't even beating around the bush with it. It was just...
The teacher, you're saying.
The Momo challenge.
Okay.
It wasn't even... It was very plain, very direct in its wordage. Just...
Here's another article. Momo challenge victims revealed. Kids as young as 12 killed by the twisted craze. The Momo Challenge suicide game is thought to have claimed the lives of at least 4 children and is said to be in the UK. At least 4 children are thought to have killed themselves due to the Momo Challenge suicide game, which is spread across the globe. The game is reported to have originated in Mexico, with players challenged to communicate on WhatsApp with an unknown person known as Momo.
And it targets children.
And so you're not going to hear anything about this in the mainstream media.
Right.
I mean, why would we spend so much time talking about what President Trump's right. done and not hear this?
Well, and that's what it kind of, my thought process was leading into, was that I feel like right now in this time period, I feel like the devil is, I don't know if you want me to,
yeah.
the devil is targeting children.
Yeah, you could be much, open. We're being open here.
As many things have been in the news lately about the sex trafficking and all that stuff that's going on that's targeting children, and now this challenge, which I feel like each year there's a new challenge that targets children
right.
to hurt themselves.
Right.
But I feel like it's targeting children. All the news about the sex trafficking, and they're telling girls, do this, do that, don't do this, make sure you don't do that, you know?
Okay, so let me open the door on something here. Mm-hmm. So there are people that say, you know, you should have a Christian school. And if you have a Christian school, then you protect your kids from, you know, all that stuff.
But okay. I'm not biased, but no. I'm a teacher. So I do feel like there is positives to the public school, because I feel like that exposes the children and they have a tolerance.
Okay.
Not a tolerance.
Okay.
But maybe.
So, right. Let me come back at you. I was raised in Christian school. I have nothing against it.
Yeah.
I think it was a great opportunity for me to be raised in Christian school as a preacher and as a young preacher. I took all of the courses, you know, that have to do with religious backgrounds and whatever. But at the same time, there were people that I grew up with in Christian school who didn't make it
right.
because they wanted the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, Moses, he was raised in Egypt and he still refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an individual choice. The devil, even if you're in the church, the devil is going to use things to target you.
Right.
No. Go ahead.
And I felt like I went to public school all my life, but I felt like public school prepared me for, I don't want to say the real world, but for the real world.
Right.
There comes a point in time when you have to leave home and
right.
go get a real job
right.
and, you know, go out on your own.
Right.
And that's what I felt like public school prepared me of that. It made me take a stand on my beliefs and...
If you shut your phone off, we won't be interrupted. It made you take a stand on your beliefs?
Well, there came a time when in high school, junior high, I had to take a stand for what I believed in. And I had to actually say, no, I'm not doing this. And no, I'm not. And that put in me
right.
a personal thing for me.
And not to trash, this is not meant as critical of people that have a school or don't have a school. Whether you do it in public school or whether you do it on the job or whether you do it in your family, at some point, every person, even as a young person, is going
to
come to a stage in their life.
They have
to make that decision. It doesn't matter where that is. So here's something that, you know, thinking about the whole Momo thing and the boy mm-hmm. seeing that, you know, we've outlawed so many things in school, the modern
yeah.
political climate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some schools have outlawed Trump masks. You can't
yeah.
wear a mask that has...
Which is so funny because I just saw a kid the other day with a Trump mask
okay.
on.
Well, I have two, so anyway. get out and vote. No.
I have an FAC mask.
I've got that too. But that's a whole nother subject for another day. Okay, but listen, how can you know you outlaw something that is with freedom of speech is a political statement, yes,
yeah,
but who you're going to vote for, and Momo can't be outlawed
right
on the computer. I mean, our values and priorities are so upside down. It's no wonder the world is crazy.
Yeah.
It's no wonder the world is crazy. I know you had chose another song, but fear is a big thing in the world.
Yeah.
People fight fears on different levels, and fears have to be addressed. And we come to church and shout on Sunday night. You know, we come and have good church, mm-hmm, and you know, and we teach holiness, and we teach righteousness, and we mm-hmm teach separation. But the Bible talks about fear.
Yeah.
We don't have the spirit of fear. That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Isaiah 26:3. And so there has got to be within the church an ability, because, I mean, what do our kids know about Momo? But
right,
they could hear that.
Right.
You know, if all of a sudden you have, in fact, there was one instance in this church, and again, I'm being very open mm-hmm here, where a child in this church had a connection to somebody in the world, and they were showing him the whole Momo thing.
Well, it's fearful to me. I can't even imagine being a child so impressionable and so innocent in that light and seeing something like that.
Right. The kid was having trouble sleeping at night.
Yeah.
We're talking about somebody that goes here.
Right.
How can you erase that from a kid's mind? And so right, kids have to be taught that God is your help in those right times. So with that in mind, I want to play a song, okay? Okay. I just got it right here in the middle. We're going to go to a song here.
My child, it will be all right. I know you in the storm of your life. Just keep your faith in Jesus. Just believe when you ask. The disciples said, we've toiled all night, what's the use in trying? Nothing ever turns out. This time things will be different if you have the faith to act. Fear not, my child, it'll be all right. I know you and the storm. Oh Lord,
thank God for that song. I'm grateful that we do not have to fear fear.
Yes.
I think Franklin Delano Roosevelt said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And so grateful for that. We do want to remind you, stay with us in the latter part of the show. Brother Mike Ortiz from Whittier, California, will be on with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be discussing his CD and his songs.
Yes.
And a few other things that we'll talk about there as we go along the way.
We don't want to do any spoilers.
No, no spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so I want to leave you with, or I want to talk to you. I want to do a scripture. I want to read a scripture for you for your Monday inspiration.
Monday inspiration. Monday we can inspiration. Edit that. We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out, Doran.
Okay. Yeah. Monday inspiration. It's in Mark 11, and it's verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And that came that I just read that a little bit before we started here, and that reminded me of the Yoders. Brother and Sister Yoder, we're still praying for Landon, and you're in our thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
And brother, you said Brother Jeff Osmond.
I think Jeff Osmond, yes. I'm pretty sure that's his name.
Honestly, that can relate to everybody right now. Everyone's dealing with a little bit of something in the world climate. So.
I remember Brother Kavnis preaching many years ago, I think. I have to remember exactly where this was at. He preached on fear is conquered by faith. And so in the world, faith in God is all we have to overcome fear. That's good for adults. And we were talking about the whole thing with kids. Yeah. It's good for kids. We've got to spend time teaching our kids that they have a resource.
They have something to fall back onto.
You know, church has got to be more than just a routine.
Right.
Church has got to be, and I know not to go off subject here, but we preached about this last Sunday night. Church has got to be happening in real time,
right?
Where God deals with problems.
Well, because our problems are happening in real time.
Correct. And people have to know they have a real time God, and they have to know they have a real time church.
Right.
And whether it's young people, or whether it's adults, they have to know that there's help for them.
Yes.
In God. So I appreciate sharing that verse with us. Mm-hmm. So many verses on faith in the Bible.
Yeah.
But you know, faith becomes to people this mystical thing, like it's way out there, you know, in the distance, and they can't get a hold of it.
Right.
But really, it's just going through everyday trials and believing that God's there for you.
Right.
And if you have that faith, that mm-hmm. belief that God's there, then you'll open your mouth and you'll pray and you'll talk to God. And when you do, God will talk to you.
Yeah.
He'll move back and operate with you, help you through the situation that you're in life.
Yes.
Those are lessons that have to be learned by every person that goes to church.
Learned and taught.
Learn and talk. It has to be more than just what we say. It has to be what we do and who we are.
Right.
And so this is one more song that you chose. We're not trying to wear people out on songs, but one more song that you chose.
One of my favorites.
This this song's kind of special to me, too.
He wrote it.
No, you weren't supposed to say that. But I did write it, and it came in a difficult time in my life. I will not go into the story today. Mm-hmm. Someday we'll have Brother Lawhorn on, and we'll talk about it all rather than going through it at this time. But I do want to say to those that are struggling, wherever you are, God understands.
Yes.
He understands. And to those that are going through trials in their life, even in the darkness of night.
Wherever you're going through it and whatever it is.
Correct.
How big or how small.
Right. God understands. So enjoy this song here today.
It clearly, the will of the Lord. One thing I've learned, glad not the hard way, just a simple yes, 'cause he knows what's best if he closed the door. God. what that single set of footprints really means. It's so hard to believe when that dark storm is raging. And I'm so alone, yet he can't.
Favorite songs.
Well, thank
near
you.
Near and dear to my heart.
I'm very honored. I'm very honored that Brother Lawhorn chose to record it, and it means a lot to me. And someday, like I said, we'll go into the story. We get Brother Lawhorn on the phone and talk.
It's gonna
about
be a
that.
Long story.
It won't be a long story. We do appreciate you hanging with us. There are growing pains along the way, and this is like the first time we've ever done a radio show. Like, well, the second time, but I mean, in
I've done one podcast and it didn't even get aired.
Well, because your mic didn't work. Well, actually, like the producer says, you didn't talk in the mic.
Okay.
So we appreciate you staying with us as we grow here. We have a good time. And talking about the Lord, and we plan in the future to have folks on an interview, but we're really trying to get comfortable with the whole setup and the whole PA setup. And as well, if you're listening to the radio and you hear tracks that don't finish, you can always email WFAC@gmail.com and let us know. Mm-hmm. Or if you're one of my friends there, you can text my phone and let me know. They all, people in the church text me, this track shut off in the middle, this track shut off.
This preaching shut off in the middle.
Yeah. But some of it is just older, and it's the way it was recorded. Some of it actually do have gaps, but we are working every day to fix that, hours and hours and hours to correct it. So listen, we promised you at the beginning of the show that we were going to interview Brother Mike Ortiz today, and I'm going to let him tell you about himself. I'm not going to get in all that. We'll let him talk about that. But I've known him for many years, since he was just a child. And we asked for permission to play his music. He was excited to give it to us, excited for it to be on the radio. And we really enjoy the track.
Yes.
And so we want to spend a little bit of time today. So if you'll hang with us here, we're going to make a phone call to Brother Mike Ortiz. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Let me... It's not coming through my...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, can yes, you... sir, I can.
It's live, folks.
It's live. We're live with Brother Mike Ortiz. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We were just talking about how much we enjoy your album, and we were talking a little bit about the past and my connection with you and my connection with Elder Jimenez. That's how I first met you many, many years ago. So we want to let you know we've enjoyed playing your album on the radio just about every day.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah. it's good to be on with you, and good to hear from you, and thank you for having me.
Yes. A lot of people didn't know that you had an album. What year was it actually recorded?
So we recorded this in, it took about 2 years to record. The album was finally done in 2017.
2017, because I know I've had the CD for a few years, and we did sell them here locally. So how long did it take you to record the album?
So it took about 2 years.
Yeah.
We started in January of 2015.
Right.
And we had a bit of trouble, you know, along the way. My producer had, you know, a lot of some medical issues with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so it did take a long time. We had to, you know, reschedule things. But yeah, it took about 2 years and we finally got it done in 2017.
Well, in retrospect, the process is always nice because you appreciate it more when you have to go through all that labor to get it done on the end. I know a little bit about that. Okay, so listen, brother, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, whose church you attend, all those things.
Okay, so I was born and raised in California, in the Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to Brother Jimenez's church, Fred Jimenez.
Yes.
We're in Whittier, to be exact.
Yes.
And I know he's a good friend of yours.
Long time.
Great preacher.
He's a great preacher. Mm-hmm. Long time friends. Brother Jimenez is one of the most enjoyable people in the world to be with. He loves to laugh, yes, loves to have a good time, but he loves God too.
Yes, sir. Yes, he does. He does like to laugh a lot. And yeah. We have a lot of that in our church every service.
Yeah. So how you been in church all your life?
Yes, sir. My parents, my mother has been in church since 1974.
Yeah.
Is when my family came in. Brother Jimenez got the Holy Ghost around that time.
Yeah.
As well. And in 1989, Brother Jimenez came to Whittier. And a few years later, my parents came as well.
So just as a side note, it would be an awesome thing to have Brother Jimenez come on and tell the story about how he went there. That's really an awesome story within itself.
Yeah, it's really a great story. I mean, he has, I'm sure you know, he has a ton of stories of, you know, the old days and how he came to Whittier. And he's such a, we just celebrated his 60th birthday and there's a lot of stories.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Yes, sir. And, so you're 29.
Yes, sir.
And married.
Do you have children?
Yes, sir. I've been married for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I have two kids. My son is four. He'll be five next month.
Wow.
And my daughter is two. She'll be three this month, or next month, actually, September 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was preaching in Whittier many years ago, you would have just been a child.
Yes, I do remember those days in our little building.
And we talked about this off the air, but there was a day when my hair was the color your hair is.
Not no more.
No, my hair is white.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But
yeah, little by little, mine is getting gray.
Okay, so your album, let's talk about that. What was the inspiration to do the album?
So my family, we're full of musicians, full of singers.
I remember that.
Yeah, so family functions, it was always pretty much more of a concert at times. And it's always been a dream of mine to record an album. In my younger years, I messed with, you know, computer programs and little things to record with, you know, my cousins or my sisters. And I always dreamed one day to do a professional album. Yeah. And in 2014, you know, we were kind of looking at things. My producer was actually my piano teacher.
Okay.
I had started lessons with him around 15 years ago. And he owns a production company, a recording label. So we went with him and we had a meeting with him and talked over things. And we finally were able to get the money to do it in 2015. That's when we started.
Cool. Yeah, well, the album is very enjoyable. One of the things that sticks out to me, I really appreciate you use different members of your family, because I know Sister Jimenez sang on there. And I guess it's your sisters. Is it your mother also singing on there?
Yes, yeah. On Through It All.
Yeah.
That's my mother and my youngest sister.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time, but I recognize your mother's voice because she sang when I preached there years ago. Yes. I guess the question is, do you have plans to do another album?
I do. I would like to do another album. I'm always, my mind's always going, you know, God's given me songs here and there and I just write them down. I'll record them on my phone. I'll get my sisters together and we'll, you know, do the parts, work out the parts, the harmony parts. And I would like to do it. I have a lot of, family that are Spanish speaking, and I would love to record, a Spanish album someday. And anything, I'd like to do a worship album and things like that. I have a lot of ideas. Yeah. So someday I hope to record some other stuff.
How many songs on the album did you write?
I wrote, five of the songs.
Okay. Do you know, can you name them out for listeners?
I wrote Can't Tell It All.
Okay.
I wrote Living for the Lord.
Okay.
Lord, I Need You.
Okay.
Missing You.
Right. That was for your father, and correct?
Missing You is actually for my grandfather.
Grandfather, okay.
And then Song for Dad. That's the one for my dad.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've really enjoyed playing your music on the radio, yes. And I know people are enjoying hearing it, listening to it. And have you listened to yourself on the radio?
When I heard that I was on the radio, I immediately went to the link, and I caught the last little bit of the song that was playing.
Yeah.
And then it switched.
Yeah.
So, well, I was really excited.
We'll try to get more in the shuffle for you. So I know it's exciting.
Good.
I know, but we're giving you a hard time, but we really do enjoy it.
Yes.
It's very enjoyable, and songs are really good. And your favorite track, as you told me off the air, is I Can't Tell It All.
Can't Tell It All. Yeah. It was just, it was an amazing experience to get all my family members. The choir that's on there is actually a bunch of cousins.
Okay.
They all came down to the studio. Of course, Sister Jimenez was on that track, and her sister, my other aunt, was on there.
Okay.
And we just had so much fun recording it. And truly, I truly can't tell all that, you know, God has done in my short life. He's done so much for me and my family.
Yes.
Brought us through a lot. And it's just it's an honor and joy to live for God. And it's a new day, is brand new mercies. It's just awesome. Love it.
Well, listen, brother, we want to thank you for coming on the radio today. Yes. Thank you for taking time for us.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for sharing my music. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And if you record anything else, the only thing we ask is we be the first to know.
Sounds good. You got it.
Okay. Have a good day. We hope to see you soon in the future, okay?
All right. You too, sir.
God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. And that's Brother Mike Ortiz. We mentioned we're already playing his album, but we did talk about his favorite, which is I Just Can't Tell It All. And if you'll hang with us here for just a moment, we're going to play that track for you on our way out of the show today. thank God for that good song. Yes. Sister Natalie Jimenez on lead vocals there. Awesome. Really enjoyed that. So if you haven't heard Mike Ortiz's album, you can download it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. If you're here in our local church, I do have some CDs that he sent me for personal sale. We would like to thank you for being on the radio station with us today.
Yes, thank you.
And please, please tune in every Monday for the morning show.
At
8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time. Sister Whitney, you wanted to mention about tagging us?
Yes. If you have or if you do social media, we are on Instagram. So tag us at WFAC Radio or just visit the profile and leave us a like or a comment.
Yes.
We'll be sure to get back with
you. And don't forget our email, WFAC@gmail.com.
Yes. Send us feedback.
And even if you don't like us, tell us. We'll mention your name on the radio too.
Haters.
haters going to hate, right? Again, we do appreciate Brother Mike Ortiz tuning in and being with us. That's really exciting to me.
Yes. And he talked about doing another album.
Which is cool.
I have a question. When are you going to do another album?
You asked that on the last show.
Oh, I did?
I think so. You can't ask that every show. Honestly, I don't like talking about that. I'm kind of backward about that, but
I'm asking the question.
So honestly, I'd like to do one next year. I'd like to start one next year.
Yeah.
I've talked about it a little bit with Braylon and my wife, and I'd like to start next year.
Yeah.
It usually takes a little time. He's mentioned in 2 years that you got to go through there. So that'd be great. Meantime, we're looking for more music to get on the show and more preaching. Be paying attention. I'm sorry. Yeah. The producer's taking over the show here. Yeah. Do people know who that is? Taylor Fish and what's his first name? Joe Zerponi, I think. We did get some new music from Apostolic Collective. Okay, we'll be playing that hopefully this week. Hopefully this week, if it comes out, the album comes out.
Or if you are...
Did you hear the song, Where Is Your God? That's a cool song.
No, I've heard that one.
Very good song. I don't know the gentleman. I don't know the brother, but...
But if you are an artist and you want to have your music played on the radio, contact us.
WFAC@gmail.com. Or if it's a preacher or somebody who knows, you can contact me personally. Anyway, listen, thanks for joining us. Have a great week. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Yeah.
If you haven't had your coffee, you better get it.
All right. We've had two.
All right. Yeah. Well, I've just had water. If you have any special requests for messages this week, again, email those. A lot of people have asked about Brother Brad Lambus killing sea monsters, so we may play that again.
Yeah.
God bless you. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us.